Okay, we're on. Today's daf is daf Tezayin in Maseches Mori Katan. We are on Tezav and Mabez, about 7 lines from the bottom. Yesterday's daf was all about Inyanim of Avelus. We looked for Makoros and what the halacha is by in Avel, and then we discussed each one. What is the halacha by Menuda, and what is the halacha by a Mitzorah? So we're up to the last discussion that the Gemara is going to have for now. Before we get on to somewhat of a tangent, Avel Ena Mishalach Kabanosav, and Avel does not send his is moving. Avel Ena Mishalach Kabanosav, and Avel. An Avel does not send his karbanos. So if an Avel is chayav to bring a karbon or wants to bring a karbon, an Avel does not send his karbanos while he is an Avel. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, as Reb Shimon says, Shlamim bizman shehu shalem velo bizman shehu onein. As Reb Shimon has a drasha, Shlamim, a karbon shlamim, when a person is a shalem, he's complete and not when he is an onein. Interesting, the Bali Machshava point out that usually the opposite of a shalem is a chaser. If you're complete versus missing. Here, the opposite of a shalem is an onain. Sounds like you're really missing something when you are an onain. If a person is not besimcha, doesn't have simchas anefesh, then he is a real chaser. He's missing something. That's how the Gemara could contrast shlamim to onain. So that's the halacha, and Avel does not send his karbanos. The Tosas Rid notes on our Gemara that misvara, he thinks that this halacha should only apply day one. Day one of Avelus is Daraisa, according to some Rishonim. So he says, okay, if it's the Din Daraisa that you're an Avel, then you can't send your Karbanos. And even if you want to say, says the Tosas Rid, that you want to make a Darabanan of Yom HaKvura even after the day of Yom HaMisa, so then I'll give it to you, says the Tosas Rid, but again, only day one Midarabanan. But after that, says the Tosas Rid, I don't know why you would say that you can't send your Karbanos if you're only an Avel Midarabanan. That's the sheet of the Tosas Rid, that our Gemara here is only about day one, similar to what we had yesterday by Tefillin, even though most of the halachas yesterday were for all 7 days, but there were Avel, Asalani Tefillin, we understood that as one day, like the Ritva said, Misvara. So the Tosfos Rid here also says, Avel Shari Me Evlo, Me Viva Filu Isuri Durabanan Les Be. Is that even an Issa Durabanan? That's the Tosfos Rid. The Menachas Chinuch, though, points out that from the Pashas HaRambam is at all 7 days. The Rambam, we'll see the Rambam's Lashon in a minute. I'll read it right now. Where is it? The Rambam says, Avel Einu Mishalei Karbanosav Kol Shiva. All 7 days. The Menachas Chinuch just leaves it Betzarachian. He says, I don't understand if Avelus, according to the Rambam, at most is first day Daraisa, and the rest is Rabbanan, why shouldn't he be able to send your Karban? You're not mufka from Karbanis Bidaraisa. So the Tosfos, so the Menachas Chinuch just leaves the Rambam Betzarach Ian why it should be that all 7 days. He quotes another couple of halachas why the Rambam left it out, but that's the Menachas Chinuch's kasha, doesn't answer it, why it should be all 7 days that an Avel is not Mishalei Karbanosa. So you have to say something that is a kiyum of Avelus all 7 days, even though the chiv is drabanan, he feels, he's ba'aninos, he's in that state of mind all 7 days, and he's somehow unable to bring a carbon. That's Avel, Reis Samach Dalet. Menuda, Moshe Yelech Karbanosav, what about a Menuda? Can a Menuda send his Karbanos? Amar of Yosef, Tashma. Call Osan. Oh, just one I forgot. The Ritva here quotes an opinion that's rejected by other Rishonim that maybe this only applies to karbanos that are not ma'akiv kapara. If you want to bring an ola, you want to bring a shlamim. So the ma'akiv, you want to. So then we're not going to allow you. But if you want to bring a karban like a chatos or an asham or something that's ma'akiv or kapara, then for sure you're going to bring. What, you're going to sit there in your avon, says the Ritva b'shemiz rebeim? You're going to sit there and wallow in your sin? The Ritva argues, though, because it seems to be gemaras, the gemara in Zvachim and others that seem to say include other karbanos. But there is that daya out there that it's limited to certain karbanos that are not allowed to be brought. Okay, so the Gemara says, what about a Menuda? Can a Menuda send his Karbanos? Amar of Yosef, Tashma, Kolos and Shanim Shari Soba Midbar, all the years that Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, Menudin Hayu, they were Menudin, they were excommunicated from Hashem, Hashem wasn't talking to them, Vishalchol Karbanosayin, and they send their Karbanos. Right, they said they're Karbanos, so can't we prove, just like we said yesterday, they were Meshabish Mitasam, so you do, they were sending their Karbanos. Where exactly does it say Beferish in the Torah that they sent their karbanos? Tosfos says there must be some pasuk somewhere. Tosfos says at the end of Dibur Maaseh Veshibshu. There must be Yesh Lochiach Hachi Min HaPsukim. Doesn't say which pasuk, doesn't say exactly from where, but Tosfos assumes there has to be some kind of raya that they were Mishalei Karbanos saying. The current Pesach in the second year, we don't think that was good enough. That was a Hora Shah. Amarle says the Gemara. So can we prove it from the Midbar that a menuda is mishalayach? Amalei Abaye v'dilma menuda l'shamayim shayni to kill. No, maybe you cannot prove that a menuda can send his karbanos because that's menuda l'shamayim, and that might be more mekel. Kill the amar chamir. Ah, didn't we say yesterday maybe it's more stringent? Sifuki b'safka le'yom adchilei. As we said yesterday, the case of a menuda of excommunicated to Hashem is different. It might be more chamur. It might be more mekel, and therefore whichever direction you want to prove it in, we will say you cannot prove it from there. There is, so what do we paskin by menuda? So here again, it's unclear. We said yesterday, almost all cases we paskin lakula by all the tekus and all the unanswered questions from yesterday. There is an interesting Kesef Mishnah though. The Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in that same halacha in Hilchos B'yes Mikdash, an Avel cannot send his karbanos all 7 days. Halacha lemaisa. Aval menuda yeshlo safek. But a menuda, there's a suffix about. So what would you say the halacha is if there's a suffix? You would say you can bring. Unclear exactly what would be the halacha lemaisa bidi eved. So says the Rambam. Lefichach, therefore, im hikrivu nirtza. What's the halacha? Because we're not sure what to do. You're not supposed to bring a lachachila, but bidi eved. If a menuda sends his karbanos, then it's nirtza. Then it's machaper. It's a kosher karban bidi eved. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Why? How is this lakula? By saying you shouldn't do a lacharchila, but the eved you're allowed to, says the Kesef Mishnah, because we see from our Gemara that at least menuda l'shamayim even works lacharchila. They sent their karbanos in the midbar, even lacharchila, and it's not provable a regular menuda. So at least says the Kesef Mishnah, if we know that's a good lacharchila, at least the menuda l'adam should be good, but the eved. And maybe at least that much we could prove. We can't prove it has the exact same halacha. But says the Kesef Mishnah, if our Gemara says menuda l'shamayim is okay l'chadchila, maybe at least a menuda l'adam could be okay bidi eved. That's what he gives the svara for the rabba. And the Gemara ends off 3 lines to the bottom. Mitzora ma'u sheleh karbanosav. Can a mitzora send this karbanos? Tashma detanya. We have a brisa that seems to prove that he cannot. Detanya. The pasuk says in Yecheskel. The pasuk is really talking about one. Pashas of the Pasuk is talking about one concept, and that is after a Kohen becomes Tomei Mace, then he goes about his business. But the Gemara is going to darshan every phrase of the Pasuk referring to something else. V'acharei taharaso, achar prishaso mena mace, after a Kohen is Tomei Mace, shivas yamim yispru lo, then he counts 7 days. What are those 7 days talking about? Elu zayin yamei sviro. These are really the 7 days after a mitzora. And Rashi says why? Because it says the be sviro and not doesn't mention hazaa. That's how you know we're not talking about tamei mase anymore in the pasuk, where you get sprinkled on the third and seventh day of the 7 days of counting. It just says sviro, so it sounds like this phrase is talking about tzara'as. Ubiyom ba'u el kodesh al chatzar apnimis l'sharis ba'kodesh Yaakov chataso. So after he was tamei mase and after he was tamei mitzara'as, then he could come to the base of Migdash and offer his carbon chatas. We're going to be bedayik from there. Zu asiriso efa shalom divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is also referring to his special carbon asiriso efa. Rashi says again this is talking about something separate, not connected to what was previously in the pasuk. This is talking about the carbon that is brought by a kohen whenever he starts servicing in the base of Migdash. His minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is not just the name of a sefer; it's the name of a carbon that is brought on the first day that a kohen does the avodah in the base of Migdash. Reb Shimon Omer, Bivo'o Yakriv, Bizman Sheroi Labia Roi Lakrava, when he can walk into the base of Migdash, then he can bring Karbanos. Bizman Sheroi Roi Labia Roi Lakrava, if he can't walk in, so then he cannot be Makriv. So we learn from here that a Mitzora is not allowed to be Mishlei Karbanosav, because it says here that a Kohen only comes in after he has counted and after he has become Tahar, so then he's allowed to come in. This does not apply to all Tameim. A Mitzora is not allowed to be Mishalei Karbanosav. Somebody who's Tamei can send these Karbanos, specifically by a Mitzora. Period. So that ends, for now, our discussion of Hilchas Avelus. We had Daf Tezvav. So on the rest of the blot today, because we were talking about Nidui, Menuda, people being put in excommunication. So that's the rest of the blot today is going to talk about Nidui and Shapta. Amar Rava, 4th line. We know in the Misharid and Shlicha Deveidina, how do we know that we send a Shliach of a Bezdin to somebody who, if we want him to come to be a summons to court, and we mazmin him, we invite him to Beis Din. Dechsiv, as it says by Korach, Vayishlach Moshe lekor lo dasan laviram. Moshe sends to call to dasan and aviram b'nei Eliav. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu sent to them to be mazmin them to Beis Din. The Ritva here quotes two deus. Who was the shliach exactly? Did Moshe Rabbeinu, was Moshe Rabbeinu the shliach? Hashem sent Moshe, that's one day he has. Or do we say that? No, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Korach to tell the rest of the people in his group. Because it says Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the lashon of a shliach. So, different days, who exactly was the shliach? Uminalam de mizamninan ledina. And how do we know that we don't just send the shliach, do we invite somebody to come to court? Or summon somebody to come to court. Dechsiv, Vayomer Moshe el Korach atah b'chal adasacha. Moshe says to Korach, you and all of your Ada are huzman, are summoned to appear. Lekame gavra rabba. In the summons, you have to mention that you have to come in front of such and such a great person. You have to mention who the Av Beis Din was. Dechsiv, lifnei Hashem. Moshe says to Korach, all of you have to appear lifnei Hashem. No greater being than that. So that's the makar that you have to say in the summons the name of the dayan. So the Torah Tamima asks, you know, of course you have to say who the summons is from, who's the Av Beis Din. Why would you think otherwise? You have to say lifnei Hashem. So he says, who's talking here? Rava. So the Torah Tamima just has a Rava l'shitaso. Rava in Masechas Sanhedrin says that you have to write a summons in the name of all three dayanim. That's his sheet in Masechas Sanhedrin. You have to write the summons in the name of all three dayanim. This is Sanhedrin on Daf Chesed Aleph. So he said, that's Shita's Rava. So what does he say here? He say here that usually you have to say to the name of all three, but if there is a muflag Shebahem, if there's one of the three that is special, that is unique, that is in a different category, so then you could just say it, b'shem one of them, b'shem that one, and that would be enough. So that's the Chiddush here, that over there, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ches, Rava says, you have to say the summons in the name of all three, and here, you have to say it in front of Gavra Rabba, that means even if you don't say all three, as long as you say it in the name of the Gavra Rabba, Lifnei Hashem. At Uplanya, you have to mention yourself, the person, not yourself, you have to mention the person who you're sending the summons to, and the other party in the court case, Planya, like the Tovei and the Nitva, Tchsiv, Ata, Vehem, V'Aharon. See, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions Aaron, he has to mention the person on the other side. The Ritva says, because you have to mention the other person, because hopefully, maybe if he hears who the other person is, he'll try to settle out of court, he'll try to make a pshara. So that's why you have to send the other person's name as well. D'kava'inan zimne, you set a time that they have to appear, Tchsiv, Machar. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, tomorrow is the day that you have to come, Korach. Zimna basar zimna, you give him a second time if they don't appear the first time. Dechsiv karusham paro belach mitzrayim sha'on. They call to paro, he'evir ha'moed, he let the time pass. So that shows that if you let the time pass, you have to make another time, after which you'll take more drastic measures. So before we continue here with the discussion, so this is the idea of Hazman al-Adin. If you want to look more in Rabbi Jachter, Rabbi Chaim Jachter in Grey Matter, one of his svarim, so he has a couple of chapters. He has one specifically on Hazmana, on summoning to Beis Din. So he quotes our Gemara, and he just quotes two machlokas aposkim. Number one, what about Bezman Hazeh, we don't send shlichim, generally. Well, then we send it through the mail. So he quotes poskim who say that's Bezman Hazeh, that's what we do. We do Hazmanos through the mail, because he says, the Israeli rabbinate, but the dinim permit delivering a written hazmana by mail, but the dinim in America also, and he quotes poskim that say, because it would just be impossible. It should be impossible to send the shliach each time. The reason appears to be the great number of cases litigated in the Beis Din, tens of thousands per year. Bear in mind that each case has at least two litigants to be summoned, and if we consider that court dates are postponed and hazmanos thus need to be sent a second time, it turns out that tens, if not hundreds of thousands of hazmanos are sent per year. This reality certainly does not allow for a shliach to deliver each hazmana personally. So halacha l'maaseh, the poskim, maybe partially based on need, have said that hazmana can be delivered by mail. Rabbi Jachter notes, though, on a practical note, I have found that a personally delivered hazmana can often influence a recalcitrant party to appear in Beis Din. A personal visit sends a message to the recalcitrant husband that the Beis Din means business and is serious about doing whatever it can to ensure that justice is served. So even though Lamaisa, most hazmanos are by mail, it can work if there's a certain case that personal touch could be effective, so then that could be sent also. Of course, other ways, sometimes if a person is not going to open his door, you could print it in the newspaper. Different ways to send a hazmana, even if one doesn't go through the regular shliach of a Beis Din. One machlokas also that he quotes, which is not discussed in our Gemara, is what about the content of the hazmana? What does our Gemara say? When you somebody to court, you have to say, you have to come, and this is the party that you're against, and this is when you have to appear. But do you have to say, like, what the case is about? Our Gemara doesn't say a word about that. Do you have to say it's because you did this? Doesn't say a word about that. So that's a machlokas. The Shach and Choshe Mishpat and Simon Yon Aleph quotes, yes, you have to write in the Hazmana as well, even though it's not in the Gemara, you have to write what the Hazmana is about. And others, the other Nosei Kelim, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others quote this idea. Rav Moshe, finally, and then we'll continue. Rav Moshe quotes in the Shuv and Choshe Mishpat and Simon Beis, says that no, the Shach's rule that the content of the Hazmana has to be written in the Hazmana is only if you're coming from a Bezdin that people haven't heard of. But if you're coming from a recognized Bezdin, you have to know, it has to be objective, what's a recognized Bezdin? If you're coming from a recognized Bezdin, then you don't have to say what it's about. Because obviously this Bezdin is going to do its research before it sends it, and therefore you don't have to write it in. But the Minhag HaOlam, making quotes from Rav Gedalia Schwartz, the Posek in Chicago, that the Minhag HaOlam is to write what the Hazmana is about in all the Hazmanas, even though you have that cool of Rav Moshe, but that is allowed. Again, there's more here, but that is, if anybody wants more research, you can look in the Sefer Gray Matter, Volume 2. Okay, so this is about Inyanei Hazmana. So now we continue on the fourth wide line. Uminalon de'im mispaker b'shlicha de'beidina. Well, how do we know that if the person who received the hazmana starts screaming at the shliach, and the shliach bezek comes back and it describes what kind of treatment he got from the one who was summoned, how do we know that's not called lashon hara? Because you know, the shliach came back to Moshe and described what Dasan Avirim said. Rashi said, had Moshe Rabbeinu know? It must have been there was a shliach. All the Achronim say, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have nevuah? So there's no record that he had nevuah of this that he had heard. That there's some daily activities. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu knew every conversation that took place in Klal Yisrael. When it came to national issues, he had nevuah. But here he wouldn't have known unless the shliach came back. On the first page in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the first page, the Chafetz Chaim says, let me tell you the first rule about Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's usur even if it's true. That's his first line. It's usur even if it's true. And in the Berma'im Chaim in the footnotes, he quotes, and let me bring you three rayas to this. Raya number one, right, this line right here. He says, what does it say here? That the Shliach Bezek comes back, it's not called Lishna Bisha, it's not called Lashon Hara, because that's a tzarech. You have to tell the Bezdin what this guy is doing, how he's acting. Mashma, if it's not a Shliach Bezdin, it's usur. It's true. So what? So what if it's true? That's the first line. Let me start off my sefer with this. It's true, even if it's true, it's usur. And he quotes our Gemara as the first raya. And so how do we know after a person rejects all the summons, it doesn't come, that we excommunicate him? Tachsiv oru meiroz. As it says in Shiras Dvora, that meiroz did not come to help Barak and Dvora. So therefore, oru, they cursed him. Tahaki savra degavra rabba. How do we know that we all have to say that when we put somebody in chayrim, we have to say so and so great rabbi says that you should be in chayrim? Tchsev amar malach Hashem, because when they curse me rose, they say in the name of Hashem. And we know in the machrominan. How do we know that after nidui, if that didn't work, we put him in chayrim, which is a deeper after you haven't accepted nidui twice? Tchsev oru arur, the double lashon. How do we know that you're not allowed to eat and drink within the Dalet Amos of somebody who is in Nidui? So the ones who are sitting near him are also cursed, meaning you're not supposed to sit near him. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has a lumdish discussion. He says we know there's an Isser for everybody to sit within Dalet Amos of a Menuda. But is the Isser only on everybody else? What about the Menuda himself? Does he have an Isser Atzmi to sit within Dalet Amos of other people? Fine, it's Lifnei Iver. Fine, the Menuda can't sit within Dalet Amos of everybody else because it's Lifnei Iver, Lazi Demichshol. But what happens if you could come up with a case that there wouldn't be Lifnei Iver? For example, what about a Katan? Can a Menuda sit within Dalet Amos of a Katan? A Katan is not Mitzuvah Midaraisa, and also this might be a Derabanan at most, right, sitting within Dalet Amos, so there might be a halacha that you don't prevent a katan from doing averus b'shev al tasa. Big discussion. So can a menuda come up with a case? Either way, he just wants to lump this pshat. Can a menuda sit within dalat amos? Is the isser only on everybody else or even on the menuda? That's his discussion here on our gemar. Uminala de partinan chate betzibura. How do we know that you should announce when you put somebody in chayrim? We should announce what sin that he did. Tichsiv. Kilo bola Ezra Hashem. They didn't come to help Hashem. Right, continuation of what Meiros did. V'yamar ula b'dalamei Shipure sham tebarak l'maros. With 400 shofers, Barak excommunicated Meiros. Ika de Amri Gavarabahu. Some say Meiros was a great person. V'ika de Amri Kochvahu. Some say he was a star, like the star that controlled certain powers in the world. That's what they cursed. Shenemar min hashamayim nilchamu hakochavim. As the pasuk says, from the heavens the stars fought. The stars helped out the milchama. We mentioned the medrash before that says that when the attackers were going to attack them, so then they got the Hashem made it very, very hot, and they took off their weaponry and they went into the river to get to cool off a little bit, and Hashem made the stars and the constellations made it become this huge rapids. Wasn't a river anymore, and in that way that's the Pshat Min Hashamayim Nilchamu. From heavens the stars helped out the war. So Meiros didn't help out. So that's why Meiros was cursed. How do we know that after somebody's in Nidui, Bezdin is allowed to be mafkir all of his possessions? It says by Ezra, anybody doesn't come in the next 3 days, all his rechush shall be muhram, off limits, and he will be separated from the kahal. Rashi quotes here, this is the makar for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. That's what Rashi quotes. The Maariv Chayitz notes that really there are two makoros. If you look in the Gemara, Gittin and Yevamis and all the places, there are really two makoros for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. But he quotes the discussion of many, and that is, one pasuk, this pasuk, teaches me that Bezdin has the power to say your money isn't yours. The other pasuk has the power to say your money belongs to somebody else. Not only can they be mafkir, but they can be makna. Bezek can say my money is not mine. Bezek can say my money belongs to you. So all we need is the first pasuk here. That's why only this pasuk is quoted. The Maariv Chayitz explains, because here we're just trying to say that Bezek has the power to be mafkir a person's nechasim. Uminalan.
Why is it more of a chiddush to say
Zachal Adam Shlobofanav? Okay, but the Achronim assume that being mafkir is less of a power. It's more of a removal. You're removing rights. Giving rights, which of something that used to be somebody else's, that requires another makar. That Bezdin has the power. Says the Maariv Chayitz points out, that's why only this pasuk is quoted. Uminalan dinatzinan velaitinan umachinan vetalshinan seyar. How do we know that if somebody does not listen, if somebody's in chayrim and we try to get him to listen, that we could fight with him and curse him and hit him and pull out his hair? Again, not Bizman Azeb, but in a time when Bezdin has power and all of Klal Yisrael follow the Torah, and there's certain individuals that are not listening to Bezdin, in that type of society, then this behavior can be done. Umash be'inan, and we swear, make him swear that he's not going to do it anymore. Tachsiv ariv rivam, as the pasuk says, by Nehemiah, where it's talking about people who intermarried, non-Jewish wives, v'ariv imam, I'll fight with them, v'akalaleim, I'll curse them, v'akameim anashim, v'emrateim, v'ashbiyim. We know that the kaftinim, v'asvinim, v'avdinim, hardafa, how do we know that we tie them up, and we run after them? Tachsiv, hein lamos, hein lashroshi, hein la'anash nichsid, v'le'esorin. Could try to, in terms of whether they deserve to die, or their nechasim should be taken away, or they should be tied up. Myla Shrushi, what does that mean? Amar Ada Mari, Amar Nechemya Bar Baruch, Amar Abchia Bar Av, and Amar of Yehuda. Hardafa, Shrushi means L'sharesha Chareya, to run after them. My Hardafa, what exactly does that mean? Amar of Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Beshvei the Rav, Minadin La'alter. We're Minada somebody right away, right when they refuse to come to Bezdin, or they do something else that's deserving of an idui, we do that. Vishonin la'achalamid, and then after 30 days, we do it again. Umachrimin la'achashishim, and after two times that a person does not do tshuva after two niduis, so then we put him into the deeper cheirem, which we'll see later on in the Gemara. A cheirem means we hope he drops dead any moment. That's worse than a nidui. Nidui means 30 days, so we say you're excommunicated, and
and you have time to do tshuva. But after not listening to Beis Din a few times, you're doing something so bad, so we put a chayr, we put a klala upon you that your bones should rot. So that we'll see later on. Is there something that they go straight to chayrim? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're going to chayrim. We'll see. We'll see in a... Might be some, one way to read the Gemara. But that's nidui, nidui, and then chayrim. Rav Yashiv just has the ha'ara. Rav Yashiv says, what happened here? You do a nidui for 30 days. After 30 days, you do another nidui. Why do you have to do it again after 30 days? What happened to the first one? Nidui doesn't disappear after the first one. So Rav Yashiv says, he didn't really disappear, but it's just alluding to the next one. Because the next stage, you're going to add the chayrim. You're going to add the deeper ones. That's why he says, after 30 days, you do the nidui again, even though really, the nidui doesn't disappear. Rav Chisda says, no, there are some times that you don't wait 30 days. You just do it Monday, Thursday, Monday, right away. Hani mili lubamona. All these cases that you have the process, that's only when it comes to something related to mamonis. A person's chayav money to their friend and they're not paying. Avo la'af kirusa la'alter. But if it's efkerus, what does that mean? What's an apikorus? The Rambam says this as well. Rashi says, mivaze talmidei chachamim. If somebody is mevaze, he disgraces the talmidei chachamim, so then maybe this might be how somebody should read it, Rabbi Sharbo, what you were saying, la'alter, right away you could go to the last stage, and you don't have to, or just means you don't give him time, just right away, you know, you do something to him. Okay, that's mevaze talmidei chachamim. Hu tafcha, let me tell some stories. Hu tafcha, this pakar baref tuvi bar masna. There was a butcher that... was mevaze Rav Tuvi. Imnu alei Abaye v'Rava shabtu, so Abaye v'Rava put him in chayrim. L'sof azo paisei l'bal dinei, and he came back and he did tshuva. He appeased him. Amar by Hechi Levitz, we don't know what to do. Lishrile, should we say that the chayrim's finished? L'chal shant alei tlas and yomin. Doesn't a chayrim have to be at least 30 days? It wasn't 30 days yet. Lo lishrile, if we leave him in chayrim, kabay rabban alameyal. What do you mean? The rabbana need him. He's the butcher. We need to use him. So we need him. Or others say it means we want to leave. And they have to be matir as chayrim before they leave. Amalei l'rav idi bar avin. Midi shamalcha b'ha. You have any idea what to do? Amalei haqi amar av tachliva bar avim amar shmuel. Tut asr v'tut shari. The shofar makes it a masr. The shofar makes it mutter. Meaning, it's fine. You know, doesn't have to be 30 days. Whenever you decide, you decide. Amar lei, so he answers back to him, Hanimilo Mamone. No. That only applies when it's regarding monetary matters. Avalav kirusa, adachalish adolei talasin yomim. But when it comes to mevaza talmidei chachamim, you have to wait 30 days. So they didn't know what to do. End of story. Al maksav rabaya, but anyway, we say from the story, we learn that Hani Beitlasa de Shamitu Lo Asatas Achrini Visharile. Sounds like from this story that the same people who put somebody in Chayrim have to undo the Chayrim. Because it said, they said, you know, we need this butcher. They're deciding that we have to do it. Deboilahu, because that was really a question that was asked. Hani Beitlasa de Shamitu Marla Beisi Tlasa Achrini Visharile. Can different people take somebody out of Chayrim? Tashma. So the Brisa says, which we're going to prove it from, we just proved it from the story of Abaya. But the question is, can we prove it from the Tanaim, any Tanaitic source? So Tashma, Menudah l'Rav, Menudah l'Talmid, the halacha is, if somebody's Menudah, becomes Menudah to a Rebbe, then all his Talmidim have to respect that Nidui as well, and that person is Menudah to all the Talmidim. Menudah l'Talmid and Menudah l'Rav, but if somebody's Menudah to a Talmid, we'll get to why that would be, then it's not automatic that he's Menudah to the Rav. Menudah li'ira, menudah li'iracheres. If somebody's menudah to his own city, then he's menudah to the whole world. Menudah li'iracheres, he's menudah li'ira. If somebody's menudah to a different city, then he's not menudah to a city. It might just be that he upset a different city, but his own city, he doesn't have to act benidu yet. Menudah le'nasi, menudah le'kal Yisrael. If he's menudah to the nasi, then all of Klal Yisrael have to follow suit. Menudah le'kal Yisrael, ain't a menudah le'nasi. If somebody's menudah for the entire Jewish people, no, the nasi he's still allowed to have conversations with. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, echad ha talmidim shenidav ameis. If one of the talmidim put somebody in nidui and then he died, chelko in a mufar, his chelek is not mufar, will not be undone. So that's the end of the brisa. So shmamina tlus. We learn from this brisa, says the Gemara, three things. Number one, shmamina talmid shenidav lechvodo niduyo nidui. Why would somebody be menudah to a Talmud and not to a Rebbe? If he made fun of a Talmud, if he was mevaza the Talmud, so that would be something that he would have to be needed for everybody. So menudah to a Talmud's got to be something personal. The Talmud must have something got upset at him because of a personal affront, and he put him in nidui. So it sounds like we learn from this story that a Talmud that was menuda l'chvodo, nidui nidui, it must be that it's a good nidui because it talks about the case of menuda l'talmud. Number one. Number two, shmamina, kol echad ve'echad mefer chalko. Each person has to be made for their own chelik, because it says the person who died, his chelik is not mufar. So nobody else can be made for that. It also sounds like the same three people have to do it, because it says, ain't no mufar, why can't somebody else be made for the one, the part that, for the person who died? So it sounds like he won't be able to. Amar Ameimar, so the Hilchas Ameimar says, but the halacha is, Hani Beitlas the Shemiso, Asa Beitlas Achredi Visharulei. No, three other people are allowed. Even if somebody dies, three other rabbis could take somebody out of Cherim. Amar Leir of Ashila Ameimar, Vatanya Vishu Gamliel Omer, Echara Tabidim Shadid of Ameis, Chelko Eina Mufar. But didn't we just have the Brisa that if somebody dies, it's not Mufar? My Lav Eina Mufar Klal. Doesn't that mean it's never Mufar? So lo, Ada Asa Beitlas Achredi Visharulei. No, it means, until somebody else comes and is made for it. But it is possible to be made for it. Period. Tana Rabbana. So now we're going to get into other levels. We've spoken so far about Nidui, which is the first stage of excommunication, and Cheirem. But what about less than Nidui? There's something less than Nidui. Tana Rabbana. Ein Nidui b'chaz p'chaz b'labad yom, b'ein nizifa p'chaz b'zayin yomim. Nidui is not less than 30 days. Nizifa. Nizifa just means you're like pushed aside from the, you know, you're not formally a nidui, but you know that there's, you can even do nizifa to yourself. That you know that somebody's upset at you, so you kind of go your own way for a week. So it's not, no less than a week. Even though there's no proof to this, there is a hint to it at the end of Baloscha, Shneemar, and it says by Miriam, right, if there's an embarrassment from the father, don't you have to at least have 7 days? That's why Miriam and Aviyah at least was 7 days, michutz l'machnes. That's a remez that Nizifa is at least 7 days. Amar of Chista, Nidui shalanu ki Nizifa shalahem, our Nidui is like their Nizifa. Our Nidui in Bavel is like their Nizifa in Eretz Yisrael. But Nizifa the two Shiva. So, 7 days. Vesulo, is that it? That Nizifa is 7 days? Vahar, Rib Shimon, Bar Rabbi, Bar Kabar, Avi Yasvi, Vikal Garasi. These two rabbis were sitting and learning. Kashalu, Shvaitza, they had a difficulty in their learning. Amrli, Rib Shimon, Bar Kapara, Dovers, Etzorach, Rabbi. Oh, this needs a Rabbi. This is such a problem. We need a Rabbi. Amrli, Bar Kapara, Rib Shimon, Umar Rabbi, Omar, Badover, Zeh. So Bar Kapara says, there's no Rabbi in the world that could figure this one out. That's what Rashi says. He says, Ain Rabbi Ba'oa, Mayodea, Dover, Zeh. Rabbi Yudan Asi was around. But he says, no, there's no Rebbe in the world that's ever going to figure this out. So that was kind of an affront to Rebbe. He said, nobody's ever going to figure this out. Get a faith in your Rebbe. Azal Armele Lavua. So what happened? Rabbi Shimon goes back to his father and lets him know what happened. That Bar Kapara said that there's nobody in the world that's ever going to figure this out. So Ikbid. So Rebbe was very upset. He was very upset that Bar Kapara said that. Also, Bar Kapara les chazuyilei. Later on, at one point, Bar Kapara came to visit Rebbe, who was sick. Amalei Bar Kapara, idem akirach lo beolam. Rebbe says, I don't know who you are. Meaning, he saw he was upset at him. So, well, we're going to see that and talk about that in a second. Say, idem akirach lo olam, I don't know who you are. Yad adak and milsa bedaite. So, Bar Kapara realized that Rebbe was upset at him. Nohag v'nizifusa b'nafshe tlasin yomin. So, for 30 days, he was knowing nizifa to himself. Which is the reason we brought this story, to show that Nizifa is not just a week, and Nizifa is 30 days. So you see that it was Tlasin Yomen. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi on, right, how Reb Shimon went and told his father what happened. Rashi says, Amalei Avua, Lufi Tumo, V'lav Mishum Lishna Bisha. He was just telling his father what happened in school that day. He wasn't telling him, Mamash with L'shem Lashonari, he was just telling him, Lufi Tumo. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. The Chavetz Chaim says, how can you be Makabal Lashon Hara? How can you be Lashon Hara? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Klal Zion, Siftes. You're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. So how could Rebbe have accepted this Lashon Hara? Ravim Kimisha Siper Lashon Hara Alecha Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Even if somebody's being Mesiach Lefi Tumo, you're not allowed to accept it. You have to even be Dalakav Schus in the craziest way in order to be able to not accept it. What's the only exception? Sakharas Lefashis. Right, the Gemara says, Anida, that Gedalia ben Achikam, who was assassinated, some Gedalia, he should have at least been choshes for the Lashon Hara that he heard about Yishmael that once was trying to assassinate him. Fine, maybe the only exception to the rule is like, oh, it's the fascists, the protection. But it says the Chavetz Chaim, what's going on here? So the Chavetz Chaim says in the footnotes, so you have to say either the reason that he accepted it was because he thought this was a bizayin for the Torah. Bizayin HaTorah, for somebody to not have faith that a Rebbe could figure something out, so it wasn't just personal. It was a bizayin HaTorah, and therefore he had to teach Bar Kapara a lesson, because he didn't want everybody doing this, not having faith in their Rebbeim. So that's one way, that maybe that's why this was an exceptional case. Or, he gives another answer, maybe if he would have been silent, it would have shown an acceptance, so that he wanted to say something and do something to make sure that his son didn't think that he was accepting the Lashon Hara. So he comes up with a couple of answers. But again, that's where this is talked about. But why do we bring that story? We bring that story to show that Nezifa is 30 days, not just a week. Another story to prove. The Shuv Pamachas, Gechad Gadar Rebbe Shlo Yishra Talmid Bashuk. Rebbe made a gzera at one time that you're not allowed to teach your Talmidim Torah in the middle of the marketplace. My Darash, why? Chamuke Yurechayich, your Pasuk in Shira Shirim, the thighs of a person are chamuke, are round, kamochalaim, like jewels. So, the drasha is, we're comparing the jewels, meaning the Torah, to a thigh. My Yorach Basesha, just like a thigh is hidden under clothes, after the Torah Basesha, so too Torah is hidden. So he made this gzera, they're not allowed to learn in public. Yatsa Rebbe Chia Vishana, L'shnei B'nei Achabashuk, L'Rav, L'Rav Barachana. Rebbe Chia goes out and teaches his two nephews Torah in the Shuk. Mefarshav explained that maybe because he thought that the Gzeira was only on teaching a big group of students. Two people, his two nephews. What's so bad about that? But Shama Rebbe Ikvid. Rebbe got very upset because he made a low plug Gzeira. You can't make any distinctions. So he was upset that Rebbe Chia did not listen to him. Why would you make such a rule? Rav Yashav asks, why would you make such a rule that you can't teach Torah in public? So Rav Yashav suggests that maybe it's based on, you have to remember, the Metzias of the time. In those days, we had a couple of Gemaras about this in Maseches Brachos. There was something called people called Ame Haaretz, a halachic category. We go, oh, he's an Ame Haaretz. Not colloquially, but halachically. You know, a lot of bench with an Ame Haaretz, they're different, you're trusting an Ame Haaretz. So if you teach Torah in the middle of the Shuk, where you have all these Ame Haaretz around, things can get a little sticky. This can get a little difficult. You're teaching Hilchot Maseches Brachos, and Amaretz over here is, it can be a tremendous strife created if people who are not supposed to be hearing certain parts of Torah at a certain time, you know, hear it. That's why the Gzeira was made. Of course, Bizman HaZeh, you know, no one will cover up Torah. Okay, you do it in private if it's going to help you concentrate. You can't learn Torah in the middle of a big mob. But he suggests maybe it's based on that idea of what the Shuk was like. Bismana Gemara, that's why there was such a gzeira. So as Rav Chia, continuing the story, Liz Chazuye Le, Rav Chia appears to him, Armalei, Aya, Mikarela Bachutz. So he walks into Rebbe. So Rebbe says, oh, I think somebody wants you outside. He's kind of like showing him that he's not interested in having. He was upset at him. So Yada Drak and Milsa Bedaite. So Rav Chia realized that Rebbe was upset at him. Nagu Nizifusa Benafshi Shlasen Yomen. So again, he's doing Nizifa 30 days, which is what we're trying to prove. That Nizifa is not 7, but 30. But the Gemara first finishes the story. B'yom Tzlasan, on the 30th day, Shalach Lei Tahadar. So Rebbe sends him, yeah, come on back in. Shalach Lei Delo Lasi. Then he said, no, I'm sorry, made a mistake. Don't come back in yet. Meikar Maisavar L'Basof Maisavar. What happened? What was his thought process? Meikar Maisavar B'Sazayam Kakulo. First he thought that on the 30th day, part of the day is like the whole day. Just like we have the last day of Avelus and the first day of Avelus, B'Sazayam Kakulo. U'L'Basof Savar Lor Minim B'Sazayam Kakulo. Then he decided, no, there's no mixes of Yom Kekulo. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? So maybe you can relate it to what we said a few weeks ago. And that is, whenever mixes of Yom Kekulo is only when you have a din of Svira, of counting. Right, Shabbos. Why do you say, Shabbos afternoon, you've already done most of Shabbos, mixes of Yom Kekulo. Okay, I have to catch a flight. Mixes of Yom Kekulo. Why do you say that by Shabbos? It's crazy. Why not? Because mixes of Yom Kekulo doesn't apply to a day. It applies to a counting. If you have to count a certain amount of days, a week, a month, Shiva Shloshim. So then the last day you could round off, because of Yom Kekulo. So but Stam a day, you can't do because of Yom Kekulo, I could have a Ma'ariv already. I mean, you know, there's certain rules that go by the day. So maybe that's what happens here. Maybe he thought Nezifa, like that month was a din of Svira, and he realizes, no, it's not the same halachas. But again, something changed that he thought Mixas does apply, and then not. Let's hope Asa. But in any case, on day 30, Rabbi Chia came in. Amalei, am I Asas? Why'd you come here? What do you mean? I sent that you shouldn't. Amalei, Shalachli, Mardalasi. You sent me a message that I should come. What do you mean? I sent you another telegram that you're not supposed to come. I never got the second letter. I never received it. Rebbe says, oh, it must have been Siyata Deshmaya. If Hashem wants somebody, likes somebody, so then even his enemies have to make shalom with him. Meaning, okay, it must have been Siyata Deshmaya that you did get the second letter. My time over Mar Hachi. Why, by the way, can I ask you now, why did you teach Torah in the Shuk after I told you not to? Amar Lehi, I said, he says, Dechsiv, because it says, Chachmos Bachutz Tarona. You got to sing out wisdom outside. So that's the Torah. There's no greater wisdom. So Amar Lehi, Rebbe says, Im Karisa Lo Shanisa. You might have learned something once, but you definitely didn't study it twice. Vim Shanisa Lo Shilashta. You definitely didn't do it three times. Vim Shilashta, even if you did do it three times, Lo Pirshalacha, you didn't get the right shot. Chachmos Bachutz Tarona. What does that pasuk really mean? Kidarava, Dama Rava, as Rava says, Kala Osik Batar mi bifnim, Taraso Machresas Allah mi bachutz. If you learn Torah in private and quietly, then ultimately, Sofa Kavalavo, your Torah will be disseminated all over. So that's what it doesn't mean you should mamish teach outside in the Shuk, but it just means if you do it in private, so then Bachutz Tarona is going to be publicized. Aye, so that's what it means. So v'haksiv lo mirosh b'seser dibarti. Doesn't it say, describing Har Sinai, it wasn't b'seser, at least Luchos Rishonos, it wasn't in hidden. So hu b'yomit kala. So no, says Rebbe, that's talking about the day of kala, right, the day of that they got together to have the big shiurim, so that was in public. But other times it's not. Rabbi Chia, just finishing up. Rabbi Chia, hi nechamugi rechayach my avilei. What is Rabbi Chia who says you can learn outside in public? What does he do with the pasuk which compares the Torah to a thigh, which is in private? So muki la b'stacha b'gbilas chasadim. He says no, that's not talking about Torah. It's talking about chesed and staka. That should be done in private. As we know, the Rambam lists off in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim the 10 levels of staka. The highest level being with a smile anonymously. Anonymously in private, that's the highest level, so we don't embarrass the acceptor. Alma, but what do we see for the past 20 lines? Nazifa did too. Tzlasin Yomin. Really, a Nazifa is 30 days and not just 7. So how could we say Nazifa is 7? Nazifa is Nasi Shiny. Maybe these cases were different because Rebbe was the Nasi. So when you embarrass, when you make the Nasi upset, so maybe that's worse. Okay. Nazifa didon kamahave. How much is our Nazifa? We said our Nidui in Babel is like the Nazif, their Nazifa. But how much is our Nazifa? Chad Yoma, one day. One day, that's all it is. Like these stories. Giyad the Shmuel and Mar Ukva, Kevi Yasvi, Garish Baitza. These two rabbis were learning. When Shmuel and Mar Ukva were learning together, Havi Yasim Mar Ukva Kamid Shmuel. Berichlik Dalad Amos. Shmuel was the greater rabbi, so Mar Ukva sat 4 Amos away from him to give him covet. But when they were in judgment, and Mar Ukva was the Avdezdin, he was in charge. It was the opposite. Shmuel sat 4 Amos away from Mar Ukva. They had a special chair and cushion where Mar Ukva used to sit. What does that line mean? It's machlokas. Rashi says it means they used to sit him in a place where he still could be in earshot of Shmuel, so that if he had any questions, Shmuel could like whisper to him. Shmuel was the greater rabbi, but Mar Ukva was the Avbezdin. So he used to sit in a way that you could whisper to Shmuel, you could whisper to Mar Ukva exactly what should be said. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden here said no. Pshat is they had a special cushion because people knew Shmuel was greater. They had to put Mar Ukva on a pedestal so people could respect him. Lishman Milei, so that his word, Mar Ukva's word, will be listened to by everybody else. That's Lishman Milei against Rashi. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Yaakov Emden. What the pshat is. Every day, Mar Ukva accompanied his Rebbe Shmuel home with him. Shmuel walked first, Mar Ukva walked afterwards. One time, Mar Ukva was so torrid in one of his dinim, he didn't realize what was happening. So he went home without Shmuel. Shmuel was walking behind him. When he got home, Shmuel says, you wanted to walk in front of me today? Shmuel was upset. Lishrile Mar Batigre, could I go now? Shmuel was like saying, like, you're my Rebbe, can I go home now? He was upset. Obviously, not personally. Shmuel, talking about the Gdoli Amorim. It was the Kavanah Torah. Yada Danaka Milse Bedaite. Mar Ukva saw that Shmuel was upset. Nog Nizifusi Benashi Chad Yoma. See, you acted Benizifa as if he was thrown away and disdained one day. Next story. There was a woman that was sitting next to the road. She was sitting on next to the road. She had her foot out, blocking part of the road, and she was throwing seeds onto the road. One time a rav went by. She didn't move. She just sat there. The guy had a walk, the Rav had to walk around her. Amar kama chatzifa hayitza. What a mechutzif. What a disrespectful woman. Asla kami de Rav Nachman. This woman says, oy vey, am I in chayrim now? So she goes to Rav Nachman. Amar la misham eshamta mipume. Did he say the word you're excommunicated? Or just did he just say that you're a mechutzif? Amar lelo. No, he didn't say it. Amar la zilin higin nehuge nizifusa chad yomak benafshech. Okay, just one day act benazifa. You're not in chayrim. He didn't say the magic word. Zucha Bartovia, more stories. Zucha Bartovia, Havi Kapazik, Shidra Kami, Rav Yehuda. Zucha Bartovia was saying psukim in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimati lahai psuk, and when he got to the following pasuk, the Eila Divrei David Achronim, these are the last words of David. Armalei Achronim, Echadik Rishonim. These are the last words. It must be that there are first words. Rishonim Maininu. What were the first words of David, the Nevuah? So Shasav Lamarlev Lomidui. So Rav Yehuda didn't say anything. So what happens? He asked him the same kasha again. Hod Armalei Achronim Echadik Rishonim. Rishonim Mahi. So the Rebbe didn't answer the first time. So he answered the second. Armalei Mahi Taitech. So Rav Yehuda says, what's your problem? What are you talking about? So the other Pirusha Daikra Lav Gavar Abahu. You trying to insult me? What if you don't know the pshat of this? Yes, you just asked me the kasha. I didn't answer you. So don't ask me again. The Meiri says you got to be extremely careful. Whenever a Talmud asks a Rebbe a question, the Rebbe doesn't know and thinking about it. So don't ask him again. Either he'll give you an answer or he'll think about it. You can't ask him the same exact question second time in a row. So Yada Naka Milse Bedaite Nogda Zifusa Benafshi Chad Yoma. So he knew that he was upset at him and he was no egg. Nazifa one time. 30 more seconds. Uta asana la miya achronim mechadik rishonim rishonim mahi. By the way, that was the story, but what's pshat in the pasuk? That was a good question. What does rishonim mean? What are the words of rishonim, the first words of David? Vayidaber David l'ashem esivrei ashir azos v'yom yitzil Hashem oso mikaf kol oivav v'mikaf shol. The pasuk that talks about David sang shira on the day that he was saved from his enemies and from Shaul. But Hashem got very upset. But Hashem says, David singing Shira about Shaul's downfall, even though Shaul tried to kill him for 15 prakim in Shmuel Aleph, but you see him sing Shira? So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David Shira to Omer on Balatz HaShol Shaul. You're saying Shira? El Mali Atah Shaul Vahu David. Had you been Shaul and he been David, Ibadasi Kama David Mipanav. Many Davids would have been lost. Meaning you wouldn't have stood a chance if you were in his shoes and he were in your shoes. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes, it has to do with the mazel. If you had his mazel, he had your mazel, born under those mazels, then it would have been different. But the Meiri in Harios, which is a big discussion in Harios about David and Shaul, he says, no, the pshat is that Shaul, David HaMelech had it be Yerusha. If you get something to be Yerusha, you have a little more flexibility. It says that if you were appointed to a certain position, you have a much more dachistic a connection to that position, and that's why you can't fault Shaul. Again, the whole discussion of Shaul, the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph is a mysterious discussion because we know Shaul was a tzaddik and he was a kadosh, and yet he was trying to kill David for 15 prakim. He chased after him like he had a ruach ra, and at the end of his life, David has so much covet for him, and he sings this. So question is exactly, Shaul HaMelech is an amazing personality to study. Hainu Dechsiv, just one more line, Shigayon L'David Ashashar L'Hashem Al-Divrei Kush Ben Yamini, Shigayon L'David, a mistake to David, that he sang about Kush, about Shaul, Chi Kush Shmo V'alo Shaul Shmo, what do you mean? His name was Shaul, not Kush. Alamak Kushi Meshuna Ba'oro, Av Shaul Meshuna Ba'maisav. Just like a Kushi is unique in his skin, so too Shaul was unique in his actions. Rashi says, Sadik Gamur, and therefore David admits that it was a mistake to even have a connection of a Shira to Shaul. We'll talk more about the Chazon Ish, we'll talk about, and others on this discussion. What was David thinking? What was Shaul thinking? So we'll get more about that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. And, sorry? Meiri Yud Aleph. The Teishi was Echadishas Peretz Ben Shlomo Zalman.